are in most need of your mercy. The sky all about us is turning a very beautiful pale blue. And the blue seems to be disappearing now in all about the trees. There's a white, luminous light. It's very beautiful. Now, directly over Our Lady's statue, the sky is opening up. It's like almost like a cloud-like formation forming back and opening up directly over the statue, high in the sky. I can see Our Lady now coming forward. She's a small figure. She's coming from quite a distance, and Our Lady is floating in. She doesn't walk. There's no way I can explain it. She's carried by the air. Oh, Our Lady looks very beautiful. She has on a flowing white gown and a blue sash about her waist, a very wide sash. I don't think I have seen the sash that wide, Our Lady, in all the time she's been speaking with me. Now, Our Lady is holding her rosary in her hand. She doesn't have it about her waist. She's extending the rosary in front of her, and now she's taking the crucifix of her rosary and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady now is touching her lips with her first finger, which means to listen. My child, I know of the great distress that your mission has brought to you. As you proceed further upon your work, my child, you will understand much that was given to you in the past. There will be a need for great secrecy at times, my child. For if you reveal all to the wrong spirits in humans, you will find that it will bring much hardship and suffering to you. Much of the work shall be given in photographs, my child, for your protection and the protection of the mission. I have cried. My heart has been torn in having to witness now what I have earnestly and heartfeltly tried to avoid to come upon mankind. It is only because the Eternal Father feels at this time that a form of warning must be given to mankind in order to save more souls. The angel of death, Exterminatus, has been sent among you. I have counseled you in the past to protect your children and your households against the invasion into your home of the angel of death. Now, my children, much will be clear to you, though much of my counsel in the past was misunderstood. You will read all past messages, my children, and learn by them.
The Lord is with you.
My armies, the blue armies from heaven, are gathering throughout the world. My children, have great perseverance and courage in the knowledge that the victory, the ultimate victory, will be with my Son and the armies from heaven. You are all now undergoing a great test. The evil one, the one of dark secrets, the butcher, the murderer, the liar is now upon your earth. He has entered as Satan. He has entered into the body of a man with a human shell, but is just a casing for the spirit of darkness. I warned you in the past, and I warned you again, that unless you remain in the light, any man, woman, or child child of conscionable age will be liable for the infiltration of Satan, the master of deceit, and his agents. Many minds have been poisoned by Satan. What was to happen in the future shall be now. You are passing through the days of the apocalypse. Pastors, when are you going to open your hearts and your eyes and recognize what is taking place? The days are fast approaching to the end of your era. My children, I have asked you in the past to read the revelations of John. You must read them, and you will recognize the signs of your times. Satan was a murderer and a liar from the beginning, and Satan has been allowed upon your earth to separate the sheep from the goats. My children, he is the master of deceit. I must tell you as your mother that unless you remain in the state of grace, you cannot recognize him. He is a man of a thousand faces. He has great power. He can throw his voice, my children, into animals and even into the air. Unless you give your children a firm foundation and knowledge of their faith, they will fall to his suppleries, my children. You will pray a constant vigilance of prayer in your homes and in your world, and pray for those who are falling fast into hell, victims of the cruelty of Satan, victims of the deceit of the prince of darkness. He is a murderer from the beginning, and he is a murderer now. He has many disciples now in human form. I have begged you in the past to recognize the faces of evil about you. You must constantly, when you are out in the world, say the exorcism given to you by the good Pope. The exorcism to the greatest defense you have against the evil now walking your earth. You will say, Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the divine power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits who wander throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. Oh, my children, your streets will run with blood because you have not listened. Pastors, a great attack is being planned against the priesthood. You will be shut down like targets in the street. Prepare now and pray. Wear your sacramentals. Protect our sheep now. The battle is raging. My children, your government has been warned of the evils it permits in your judicial system, in your schools, in your news media. You yourselves, because of your loss of faith and your turning from your God, have allowed this creature to be loosed from hell now and to walk the earth. Only you are responsible for this. All who are of well spirit will have nothing to fear. They will go through the days ahead with great perseverance and courage. Parents, I counsel you and warn you again as parents that you will now have soul ownership for the redemption of your child's soul. And if you fail in your obligation as a Christian mother and a Christian father to your children, you of God. And there are many now in your country. America, the beautiful, has fallen to Satan. The ego, the illustrious ego, has fallen to Satan, plucked by sin and corruption from within. Oh, my children, I wish, I desire in my mother's heart to bring you a message of great joy. But how can I do this now? For it has become too late. I cautioned you. I begged you. I wandered through many earth years warning you of this time. But how many listened to my counsel and acted upon it? No, my child, you ask me in secret, how long shall this test be continued? I cannot at this time give you the time. It will all depend upon the reaction of mankind and his efforts to amend his life. The lives of many are filled with degradation and corruption. The knowledge of God, the true God in heaven, being uprooted and supplanted, and the knowledge of Satan being glorified upon your earth. Satan is one of destruction and evil. Satan is the prince of darkness, the master of deceit. And because you turned your back on my son now, he is allowed now to claim his own. He is sending his disciples now throughout your earth to claim his own. Every city, every state, every country throughout the world will now feel the test. You shall be tried like metal in the fires. When you come out of this test, my children, all that is rotten will have fallen. You will be cleansed, my child. My children, you must now use all of the armor that was given to you through the years of earth years. You must give all of the knowledge to your children. Knowledge that was written down in the book of life, the Bible. Knowledge that was given by prophecy to individuals chosen by the good God, the Lord High God in heaven. You must now implement this knowledge and prepare for the battle that is now raging. 666, known as the man of perdition, is Satan in the body of a human. That human is no longer alive but dead, a dead casing for the entrance of Satan. No man ever goes to hell unless he goes of his own free will. Therefore, the man of perdition now loosed in your country has accepted his role of evil for the glorification of Satan and the destruction of his soul. Many have sold their souls to Satan to get to hell faster. Many have sold their souls to gain what? Worldly riches and power of temporary nature. What does it gain you if you gather every treasure upon earth and lose your soul? When you leave your body, you will be judged. Every man, woman, and child of conscionable age will be judged. And I tell you now, not one bit of your silver or gold shall buy your way into the kingdom of heaven. You will only enter by merit. Oh, my children, what a day of sorrow this is to us in heaven. It is my natal day, but I cannot be filled with joy. I can only cry. My son cried when he knew it was the time for the test. In 1971 of Earth Years, my child, I told you that the man of perdition had entered into the priesthood, into the body of a fallen soul priesthood. Understand, my children, you do not pray enough for your priests. They too are human and are subject to error and the deceits of Satan. They too can lose their souls to Satan unless you pray for them and do penance for them and make sacrifices for them. They do not have a special passport to heaven, my children. They have to fight along the road filled with many thorns, as you do. Pray for them. Pray for your bishops. Pray for your cardinals. And pray for the Holy Father in Rome, who is under great attack. His constitution, his physical constitution, cannot stand much longer. My children, it will be the greatest of trials to you when he is removed, for you will have in Rome then a full capitulation to an Antichrist Pope. My children, pray a constant vigilance of prayer in your country and all of the countries throughout the world. You will be called fanatics. You will be called insane. You will be laughed at with derision. Accept it, my children, for as my son was rejected, you too will be rejected. But my own will know me. My own will know my son, and you will band together and wait for the return of my son. My children, you are not alone. All of the personages of heaven have joined in this battle. The saints have waited for this day. And I assure you, my children, before this battle is over, many Latter-day Saints shall wash their robes in the blood of the Lamb. Now, Our Lady is raising her hand with a beautiful crucifix. Our Lady has the very large rosary with the golden Our Fathers and the beautiful white Hail Marys that catch all of the colors of the heavens. They're the most gorgeous, like pearls. Our Lady says they're pearls of prayer. They're truly like pearls that Our Lady has in her beads. The crucifix is a beautiful light golden color, and it's so brilliant that it's very difficult to watch Our Lady moving it in her hand. It's so beautiful. Our Lady is now making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. My child, you will continue your mission without fear. You must remember that fear is a tool of Satan. You will face fear, my child, and it will disappear. Satan works into the minds of man with fear. Now Our Lady is going over to the left side, directly over the flag, and she's bending down. Now Michael is coming down from the sky. I didn't see him before in the light. The light was so brilliant about Our Lady. Michael is coming down, and he doesn't have the balance in his right hand anymore. He has a spear, a very large spear, and the top is very pointed, and Michael now is busy swinging the spear down. He keeps turning the spear down. I don't know why. The spear keeps turning downward. And Michael looks very grave. Now, Michael also now is, he's placing the spear in his left hand, and he is now making a motion. I don't know. Michael's hands are just like a mist. I can't explain it. And he's touching what looks to be his face. I can't see Michael's face. It's so brilliant, and it covers the whole sky. Hearken and listen to the Queen of Heaven. Her counsel has been given to you and must be acted upon immediately. All that is rotten shall fall from the vine. The vine dresser from heaven now is shaking the tree. Now Our Lady and St. Michael are going, they're moving backwards, they're floating backwards, and Our Lady now is going across the sky to our right side. She's directly over the first tree, and Our Lady now is moving over, and she's bending over and placing her crucifix of the rosary out and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Michael now has placed his sword back into his right hand, a spear, not a sword, it's a spear, and he keeps turning it downward like this. I don't understand what that means. And now Our Lady is going across, and she's standing directly over her statue now, over the banner. My child and my children, continue now with your prayers of atonement. They are being counted now for the repatriation of souls. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Amen. My God, I believe, I adore, I trust, and I love you. I beg pardon for all those who do not believe, do not adore, do not trust, and do not love you. Oh, my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of your mercy. Send Saint Michael to us. Open the hearts of those in darkness. Send them the light to know what we are passing through at this time. I see a very large mural in the sky now. It's dark all about it, and I know it's a plaque. It's like a plaque up here in the sky, and it shows the 12 apostles during the Last Supper. I see great sadness in their faces because of the violation of the host now. Satanism engulfs the world. Satanism is being taught in the schools. This could only happen when a country has fallen, a lady said. There must be a complete reversal of man's ways now to stop the flow of blood that shall flow in the streets.
Can you see it? It's getting very pink.
Very pinkish color.
That's Jesus' sign. The sky gets pink. I know he's coming. And I can't talk anymore.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The sky is very pink all about Our Lady's statue and the trees.
It's a beautiful pink color, a color that's very difficult to express in human language. It's very ethereal looking. Now, directly over Our Lady's statue, high into the sky, the pink seems to be folding back. It's the most beautiful way of Our Lady showing us how heaven has an ethereal quality about it. There's no human way I can explain it. Perhaps sometime Our Lady will be able to do this better than I. Now, directly over Our Lady's statue, I can see the sky parting. It's as though a very, very brilliant light is coming through the sky. And I can see far in the distance Jesus, his feet, and now he's growing larger as he's coming in closer. Oh, Jesus is dressed in a long white gown. He has nothing upon his feet. His feet are bare. And it's quite windy because the wind is catching the hem of his gown is flowing. Jesus has a burgundy cape hanging from his shoulders down over his arms. And about his waist, there is a belting made of what appears to be a piece of, like, long skin, almost like a shoelace, a giant shoelace, I would say. I can't explain it. And it's tied and belted on his right side. I can see the folds of it now, of the tie. Jesus is shifting his cape into his left arm. He's twisting it about his arm. It's very heavy. It appears to be a brocaded cape or maybe like a very fine velvet. I don't know the material. I can't explain it. It's a beautiful burgundy color. And there's a gold tassel type of tie at the neck piece, and that's what's holding it over Jesus' shoulders like a roping, a gold roping. Now Jesus is taking the first finger of his hand and touching his lips, which means to listen and repeat. My child and my children, you are living desperate times. I too had hoped that this moment would not be sent upon mankind. The day of days, the time of approaching tribulation for mankind. My mother has sought to teach you the way, my children. Many of you have not been instructed properly in the foundation of your faith. Understand, my children, that no man can judge his brother or sister. The Eternal Father is always the final judge. However, there are rules, regulations, and discipline that is even admitted in heaven. My children, you must understand, hell, heaven, purgatory are actual places of existence. They are the life eternal for mankind when he comes over the veil. Every man, woman, and child of the age of conscience must make the decision for himself what type of life he prefers in the hereafter. Will it be a life of glory and love in the eternal kingdom of God for my children? Will it be eternal damnation and suffering, weeping and gnashing of teeth in the fires of hell? Oh, my children, souls have been falling into hell as numerous as the raindrops now. I do not say snowflakes, I say raindrops, for the souls are fast falling into hell, lost forever to the Eternal Father. This brings great pity to mankind from us, but we must admonish you now that what is happening, the full responsibility lies upon your generation, which has turned to Satan and given the souls of many to Satan. There will be much gnashing of teeth and woe set upon the earth by the evil one. We had hoped, my children, my mother had begged for a reprieve for mankind. And the hand of the Eternal Father was held back through generations. But now, my children, the test is here, the test to mankind. It will be the final stage of the separation of the sheep from the goats. You must make your choice now who and what you will follow in the remaining time of earth years. You must now decide upon a life in the world, but out of the world. You must now live in the spirit of life and not enter into a spirit of darkness. You must, as parents, I repeat my mother's counsel to you. You must, as parents now, be guardians of the souls of your children, for you cannot hand them over to anyone outside of your home, for the souls of whom knock upon your door are evil. Many will be lost in the coming tribulation and the days ahead. And where you ask is 666, this man of perdition. He is wherever there is darkness of spirit, he will enter. He thrives on bloodshed. My children and my child, I will not go into full detail on this matter of bloodshed. It is beyond your human comprehension to know the life pattern of this man of perdition. Satan in a human body. My child, you will continue upon your mission with great fortitude. Yes, you may be subject to trial, but my child, you will be sustained. Call upon your guardians whom we have sent to you often. Tuzazuri is at your side. All of the archangels of heaven now are by you. You have nothing to fear. It is a tool of Satan that you fear, and it will drain your energy, my child. You need all of your strength. Rest, for rest cures all, my child. You will be sent many arms in the days ahead in the battle, my child. Workers shall gather to get out the message from heaven to the world. You have a special mission now, my child, and it will continue for some time. All direction shall be given to you, and much shall appear from out of nowhere.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you.
Understand, my child, that you cannot be free now with all of the knowledge given to you, for it will defeat your purpose. Satan has his army now, and he is building again. Satan has many disciples upon earth, my child. I have asked you, and my mother has counseled you, to recognize the faces of evil about you. I have given you the manner which you must keep secret at this time. I give you, my child, the power to dispel and discern the evil in man. It is given to you for the duration of your mission, my child. You will continue to read carefully the messages in photographs. Do not accept any photographs, my child, other than through the worker assigned to you and the vigil photographs. Satan will seek to confuse and confound you if you accept them and out of any other channels. I bless you, my child, and your good relations. I bless all of the workers who have joined my mother in these days of trial. You will understand the ultimate victory will be with the Eternal Father in heaven. All who pass through this and accept the cross will be given a crown. Many martyrs shall come out of the tribulation, but my child, is not that an easy way to enter heaven? Now Jesus is placing his hand out in front of him like this, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, I bless you all, my children, as the Father blesses you in the spirit of light. Now Jesus is going across the sky to the left side of the sky. Oh, Our Lady now is coming out. I don't know where she came from. She must have been behind the clouds. I didn't see her before. And Michael is following. And then there are a great many angels now filling up all the sky. Oh, they're absolutely beautiful. They look like young children with all the colors of the rainbows. Their dresses are all beautiful pastel shades. Oh, it's so pretty. It looks very warm up there and beautiful. And all the angels are dressed in very long gowns. I can't see any feet or anything on them. Oh, they're so beautiful. And they're wearing wreaths of garland. It looks like a wreath of roses, garlands of roses all about their heads. Oh, they're just beautiful, yellow roses and pinks and some colors I never saw before. I like a fuchsia color. It's beautiful. Now, Our Lady is joining Jesus. She's over on his right side, and they're standing just above now the high tree, and Jesus is leaning over and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, Jesus is nodding, and now he's going forward. He's shifting his cloak onto his right hand. And he's looking back at Our Lady now, and Our Lady is coming over, and he's placing his arm about her shoulders, his left arm. Jesus is very tall, either that or Our Lady's very short, because she looks quite tiny next to him. He looks very tall, and they're going across the sky now. And Michael is following, and all the angels are closing in. They're coming from the back of the sky. It looks like they're coming down closer to Our Lady and Jesus. Now they're over just between the two trees, and Jesus is now leaning over and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of Holy Ghost. Now they're all turning, and they're looking to the center of the sky, and now they're going across the sky. And they're just coming over the trees now, and there's directly over Our Lady's statue. And Jesus is now is pointing up to the sky, and they're all looking up. And there's, oh my, there's a very, very heavy, somber-looking cross now in the sky. It's black color. It's really black and somber. But then there's a, on the right side of the cross, there's a huge host. I know it's a host. It's an illuminated round circular host. And there's blood dripping now from the host. And now there's a chalice appearing in the sky. And, oh dear, it looks like there's absolute blood just dripping out of that host into the chalice. Now the chalice is filled, and the blood is flowing over the chalice. Now I see Our Lady. She's placing her hand out like this and touching her lips. You see, my child, the chalice is filled. That is why the man of perdition was allowed to enter upon earth. Continue now, my children, with your prayers of atonement. Much penance is necessary at this time for all. Many victims are needed. Victims for the merciful heart of the Eternal Father. Victims for repatriation of those who will fall into the web of evil and become victims of Satan in the days ahead. Without your prayers, the power of prayer is great, my children. You will understand my words in the days ahead. Our Lady is taking the rosary from her side. She had it tied to her belt to the right side. She's extending the rosary now and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you all, my children, as my Son blesses you in the Father and the Spirit of Light.
Thank you.
Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
Our Lady said, you, Benjamin, who read all past messages,
yes,
and make good use of your angel.
The Lord is with you.
You, Ted, will also follow suit and read all past messages and make good use of your angel.
Yes.
Hail Mary.
Perry will suffer a slight trial for reason.
Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God,
fear for us in
this
hour
of our death.
Hail Mary, full of grace,
Nicholas,
the Lord is with you.
Will embark on a journey soon. You will understand in due time when you are given direction, but be prepared.
Hail Mary.
The children of all Mary Burkers must be guarded well, for the attacks from Satan will come through the children. It will only disrupt the family unity and will also cause a disturbance to the Marian Burke. So understand, mothers and fathers now who wear the blue hats and the white hats, Satan will attack you forcefully.
Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee.